And other things come first before what I'm going to share out of this. And I'm being honest here that for me to say my soul is okay, sometimes, and sometimes it is, my attitudes stink and my reactions are not good. And so what do I have to do? I have to get right with God. Getting right with God and saying your soul is all right go together. They're never broken. I had to repent. You might identify with this, that if you want your soul right with God, then get to be right with God and repent. And those things go away, and we can then say with joy in our hearts, my soul is well with the Lord. And that way, that's the cross. This way, it's right with other people. A couple of weeks ago, I was off for a walk, which I do every day to keep my circulation going. And to my surprise, as I got to the park and the kids' playground, I heard this word come from the Lord. I knew it was from him. He got me marked. He must have been waiting for me on that path. And he came with a question, but he also answered it. And I thought, boy, I've had a lot of prophetic words in my life for 50-odd years, but I've never had one like this. God said, you have been wanting my presence for quite some time. You've been praying for my presence for quite some time. The church, you people of God, have been praying for his presence. Through our worship, we ask for his presence. The answer from the Lord is this, and I have the two encounters looking at those. It says this, I will fulfill that request. I will come, but only in my way, not in any preconceived way or your ideas. Will you be willing to receive this in submission to me? If not, then I will wait patiently till you're ready. This is the only way to receive a visitation from me at this time. This is the way I will do it. Malachi 3, verses 2 and 3. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness, and the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord, as in days gone by. Now my eyes will be open, my ears will be attentive to your prayers offered in this place. Note, I added these notes to explain. Notes, full of soap. You can't go to Boots and buy it. Full of soap was a conglomeration, a mixture. We know what bars of soap are. We don't hardly use bars of soap. We like it squirted out in the can. But sometimes a good bar of soap is a better cleanser. Full of soap had to be, they used to whiten sheep's linings, and it would be done outside Jerusalem city walls, because oil and muck and all sorts, when they scrubbed with full of soap and then dipped it in water, it caused a real stink. So they had to do it outside. But the end product, it was brilliantly white. It's an idea that God gives us, what we can be like. A refiner's fire is where material such as silver or gold is placed in a vessel in a fire, and it burns away the impurities. They come to the top. We call it scum, and we wipe it off. How long? Timing is very important. How long do we boil up a bar of silver or trinkets of silver that we've put in the vessel? The timing is this. When you can see your face in it, then it's ready. There's a purity. And you take that off and pour it into an ingot. Yahweh is the refiner who put Israel, that is the church, into the fire to cleanse it of its impurities. You know, friends, holiness is very, very high on God's agenda. In Leviticus 16 and 19, be ye holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 15 reiterates that again. Be holy, for I am holy. God wants a holy, separate people. And this is the way he'll do it, by refining us. Do you need refining today? Well, I do. I've still got impurities in me. They need to come to the top and be scraped away so God and other people can see some purity and holiness. It might seem a stern word, but it's not really. It's an actual loving word, and the cleansing on both accounts is God's ways. They're not our ways, they're God's ways. And if we get God's ways, our souls will be right with him and one another. Thank you.
One of the first things that John said when he just opened up then, and he said it to me when we met, is about the longing for the presence of God. And it is something I'm always longing for in just my life generally, but also in the church here, this family. I've never wanted us to be a going through the motions church, and probably lost count of how many times I've said that, but it is my heart that we're not a church that just sings songs and goes to meetings and does all the things that churches are expected to do. It's always been my heart that we are a church that feels the presence of God with us, that we are willing to give the Holy Spirit room and to throw away our agendas and programs. I feel we've done that this morning. You know, it was kind of our hand was forced, but God is good when he forces our hands, isn't he? Because actually, this has been great this morning. God forced our hand. I'm not going to have a preach this morning. I've made sure of it. And John said that about refining. The refining is a good thing, not a bad thing. You know, we shouldn't think of sometimes these hard times as a punishment. It's a cleansing, and why wouldn't we want to be clean and shiny, reflective and ready to do God's will, as we've been singing? This is what we should all want. And it's what I want for us as a church, it's what I want for me, it's what I want for us all. That we can be used by God powerfully. Paulie, do you want to share something? Yeah, come on, absolutely. We're on no agenda. We're on no agenda this morning, other than God.
I sort of vaguely knew what John was going to say, but on my heart this morning, because I'm decluttering at the moment, like a whirlwind around our house, we're going to be selling our house, and we've got 14 years of accumulation. And I was reading in Mark about the sower, and we always think about the seed with the thistles, that the gospel is then taken away by anxieties and cares and worries. But actually, I saw it differently for my own situation today, that we are surrounded with unnecessary clutter, and it chokes us. And some of those things are anxieties, some of those things are things, and it robs us of God's presence. It robs us of the presence of God because we are more concerned about those things than we are about pursuing the presence of God. And there's something very therapeutic about chucking stuff out. I think we've been to the dump and chucked maybe 10 bagfuls already, and we haven't even scratched the surface. So if that's a picture of my spiritual life, I've still got quite a long way to go. But it sort of ties in with what John's saying, because I feel God has to be a priority. And although we say it is, when it actually comes to it, other things become a priority, and God becomes secondary. And I'm sort of learning through decluttering to try and simplify my Christian life, you know, and really seek God. And it's done something to me. It's made me feel lighter. I feel lighter in my spirit because I've got rid of so much stuff, even though there's loads to do. I know it's a process. So I'm just encouraging you, you know, to think about those weeds and how they can choke you from the presence of God.
Thanks. That's brilliant, Paulie. I hesitantly say the one probably what you really need to do to declutter is to throw John out. That's what I mean. But actually, Paulie, pretty joking aside, I think that is a really, really important word. Sometimes we think refiner's fire is all about getting rid of the bad. But sometimes it's just getting rid of stuff. Just getting rid of stuff. Stuff that is in the way. It may be great. It may be good. It may give you a lot of joy and fulfillment. But if it's in the way of God and his purposes, then it's clutter. It's clutter. And maybe we just need to take a moment and just reflect on our lives just for a minute. No music, no nothing. Just take a moment. Let's just reflect on what God might be saying to us. And then we'll worship with a song called Refiner's Fire. It'll be an opportunity for us just to kind of offer that prayer to God. But just take a moment now and just think on what God might be saying to you.